This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Guitarist and violinist Django Reinhardt is on that list of greatest musicians of the 20th century. The Romani French composer created a new form of music in the 1930s, known then as gypsy jazz or Django music. Music is still being played today, and it is the repertoire of the Onyx Boys Club. The band's guitarist and violinist Gabriel Pelli even created a Django Reinhardt festival in Carrboro. Gabriel is in the studio now along with the rest of the Onyx Boys Club. Dave Smith also on guitar, Daniel Hall on the drums, and Jonathan Henderson on the upright bass. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to the State of Things. Gabriel, tell us who it was, Django Reinhardt.
Well, quickly, we are the Onyx Club Boys.
So what did I say, the Boys Club? Oh, did I say Boys Club? Did I say it twice? I might have said it twice.
You did. It's okay.
I would change your name.
or you can say it twice.
Yeah. The Onyx Club Boys.
Well, Django Reinhardt was born named Jean, and that's actually an interesting thing about his whole name. It may have just been kind of a...
The Django is a kind of a...
pet name of Jean.
Born in Belgium. We say French-speaking.
But yeah, he was in a traveling gypsy family that wasn't really rooted in one country. He happened to be born in Belgium. Shortly thereafter, they moved to the outskirts of Paris, where as a young boy, he was already a professional musician by age 12, and he played this hybrid guitar banjo, mostly in the musette bands of the time, which were these really fun, lively French waltzes that were super popular. And so that's where he cut his teeth.
At some point, falls in love with American jazz as well.
He did. He heard Louis Armstrong on record and loved it and tried to imitate it. And the way it came out was, in his own way.
Well, let's play a sample of Django Reinhardt here, and we'll play this is a clip with him and Stefan Grappelli from the album I Got Rhythm. Dinah with Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli. If we'd let it go, you'd heard a little bit of him, but I want to get back to the band here. That's from the album I Got Rhythm. So how did you find Django? I mean, obviously a lot of us know about him, but what's your attachment to that music?
It was about 15 years ago. A friend, Wells Gordon, had started up a group in Carrboro, and traditionally there is violin, Stefan Grappelli being the violinist in the original Django Hot Club band. He knew I played violin, so I was in the band.
It was originally called the Hot Django Club. I don't know. Sorry. Would you do something for
me? We'd love to.
Thank you.
This is a Django Reinhardt composition called Douce Ambiance, and this was written smack dab in the middle of World War II in occupied Paris. Thank you.
The Onyx Club Boys, Gabriel Pelly on guitar and violin, Jonathan Henderson on the upright bass, Daniel Hall on the drums, and Dave Smith on the guitar. Going to be at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tomorrow night as part of the Carrboro Django Reinhardt Festival. Great song. And as you pointed out, it was written while Django Reinhardt was in occupied Paris, which was tricky for him because the Nazis, not big fans of jazz. I mean, they may have been big fans, but officially, they couldn't be big fans.
Officially not, but unofficially, they actually were, which allowed him to stay mostly in Paris throughout that time. He did try to escape to Switzerland at times, but mostly in Paris, while Grappelli spent the whole war in England.
Then they get together and come to the U.S., right?
Not together, but Django did do a U.S. tour
and
toured with Duke Ellington, I believe.
I think immediately after the war, Django goes to the UK, teams up with Grappelli, am I right about that? And then Django's tour, which was quite successful, and he was embraced by the jazz community here pretty quickly.
Unfortunately, he forgot his guitar. so he ended up...
Did he find one here when he got it?
Yeah, that's sort of when he switched over to electric guitar.
Wow.
He couldn't find his, his accustomed Selmer McAfee type guitar, so... He got into electric guitar while over here.
And the amazing thing about him, I think a lot of people know this, but many people may not, he had his hand seriously injured in a fire when he was a young man, so he's playing with essentially three fingers.
Or even just two, really.
Yeah.
His pinky and ring finger were badly burned and fused in place, and he made the best of these two, and... really developed a lot of his technique because of, due to those limitations.
Right.
So he did a lot of stuff up and down the neck. Those, we heard a few of them, those runs, the kind of stuff, straight up and down the neck.
It was more than, well, I tell you what, I'm going to ask you to play another song now. We can come back and talk more about him and your connection to the music. But if you can do another song for us now, that would be terrific.
Yeah, so this is a modern version of these musettes that we talked about early on, the type of songs that he grew up playing. This is a more modern one written by Borelli Legren called Made in France. Thank you.
The Onyx Club boys, Gabriel Pelly on the guitar, Jonathan Henderson on the upright bass, Daniel Hall on the drums, and Dave Smith on the guitar. They're going to be at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tomorrow night, part of the Carrboro Django Reinhardt Festival. Another terrific song, and again, you know, we talk about sort of how amazing it is. Here's a guy with a thumb and two fingers on his fretting hand. He was a virtuoso, but talk about his impact on the music, because it was more than just his ability to play that thing, right? And the banjo and fiddle and everything else he did.
Sure, and that music was fermenting at that time in Paris anyway. There are countless other musicians who were starting to develop this style. Of course, he's the most famous and has become kind of the figurehead. But there are many, many others.
And it's a genealogy. I mean, I think that because he was an influence and because he garnered so much attention, it seems to me he had an effect on jazz and other music going forward, especially as American music evolved in that part of the century, 20th century.
Even Willie Nelson credits him as being a huge influence. So his breadth, you know, his influence is really worldwide at this point.
And you're still playing his music now. And you guys just put out an album, what, last year, right?
We did. It's called Million Color Vision, and it's mostly originals, with, you know, in this style, and you can pick one up at the show on Saturday.
Well, the fact that you can still write, I mean, that's my point, too, is that you are writing original music influenced by this, but again, moving forward, and you can hear a lot more of it at the Cat's Cradle tomorrow night. Onyx Club boys, Gabriel Pelly plays the violin and the guitar. Dave Smith also plays the guitar. See, it takes two of you. That's 10 fingers or 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, if you prefer, just to try to get close to what that man did in the guitar. Dave Smith also plays the guitar. Jonathan Henderson on the upright bass. Daniel Hall on the drums. Going to be at the Cat's Cradle tomorrow night in Carrboro, part of a 2-day Carrboro Django Reinhardt Festival. And you can find out details at our website, stateofthings.org. I want to leave you time to play us out, but first, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us. And just also to mention, Sunday, we have an amazing band, Rhythm Futur Quartet, one of the best groups in the style in these here United States. So please come Sunday as well. Also, workshops during the day. You can come learn this style, bring a guitar, a violin, or something similar.
Great stuff. You can find out the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the music of the Onyx Club boys.
One, two, three.